Good day, listeners. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online with your weekly wrap of industry news. Starting with the news that came in on the 1st of August, two farmhouses, each seeking an insurance payout for earthquake damage, had their claims dismissed. The properties affected by a 5.4 magnitude quake way back in 2018 were denied payouts due to pre-existing issues within the buildings. In an interesting twist, both Allianz's forensic expert and the claimant's expert concurred about the presence of pre-quake damage within the building. This consensus, along with clue-ins like unaffected updates and noted external wear, led to the claims undoing when Allianz cited exclusions for wear and tear. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the insurer's denial, marking an influential ruling. Shifting gears, July had Suncorp Group bolstering their reinsurance protection limit to $6.75 billion. CEO Steve Johnston linked this decision to a stable global reinsurance market, which has strongly influenced insurance premium hikes here in Australia and across in New Zealand. Declining to renew a quota share deal for home insurance in Queensland and shifting retention costs for multiple events were among the key modifications. The favorably large increase in the natural hazard allowance to $1.565 billion reflects industry resilience during evolving risk landscapes. In another development, skepticism over a theft claim did not dissuade the Australian Financial Complaints Authority from ruling that the insurance manufacturers of Australia must compensate a claimant whose vehicle was stolen while parked. Discrepancies in the claim timeline, as well as suspicion surrounding the lack of a comprehensive history of the vehicle, made for an intriguing angle. But a $35,000 bank transaction listed as AA Van was deemed sufficient to confer ownership and subsequently validated the claim. In this landmark decision, insuring vehicles, even non-driven ones for theft coverage, is justified. Summarizing the relevant developments in this week's news, it's clear the landscape of the insurance industry continues to evolve with equal measures of resilience and justice as adjudicators balance insurers' obligations against claimants' rights. From everyone at Financial Services Online, we hope these insights prove beneficial, whether you're safeguarding your business or protecting your family's financial future. For more details, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, goodbye, dear listeners.